case number 11,081, Mark Cathell, create One Green Foundation west of Route 13, 3,800 feet north of Route 54, a special use exception for outdoor display or promotional activity.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Mark Cathell, 11543 Baker Mill Road, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, board members. I'm Blake Carey. I represent Mark Cathell of Create One Dream Foundation. We're here this evening seeking a special use exception for an outdoor display or promotional activity. My client wishes to add a Christmas light display similar to that of the Ocean City Festival of Lights. The event will be located at the US 13 Dragway and Delaware International Speedway. You've got packets in front of you. The first sheet should actually, if you flip it over, have a display of what this will look like. The times and dates for the event are November 15th through December 23rd. And that'll be Thursday through Sunday, and then December 25th through January 5th every night. During the weeknights, the event will be open from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. and 6 to 11 p.m. on the weekends. The actual event itself has a fundraising component, and you'll see another sheet that has the anticipated revenues that it'll generate for various school districts. There's also a scholarship opportunity for individuals that present either displays or other Christmas-like activities. The actual site itself does have enough electric capacity for the display. As you know, the Speedway right now has various large lights that are generated during the night, so the capacity is there. The property is used for weekly races, so the area itself, the noise, the activity won't increase. It won't be anything different from what's occurred before. It's not suspected to create any additional traffic issues. The surrounding properties are actually all commercial, so we would submit that the holiday display will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties. Accordingly, we're respectfully requesting the special use exception be granted for a period of 5 years. Mr. Cattell, have you heard everything that I've told the board? And is that true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Cattell is available for questions if anyone has any.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards? Do you expect something to look like Ocean City, that kind of display, or what you're on?
Well, my background, I used to work for Speedway Motorsports in Bristol, Tennessee, so I was part of an event similar to this. But what we're doing is actually taking the buildings on the property, and we're building, like, stage props and fronts that will just transform those buildings into looking like a log cabin, or taking these folks through a visual tour of the North Pole. So little buildings, the buildings will become businesses, and capture the imagination of the kids of all ages.
It's not just a display of
lights. It's just not the light structures. Yeah. No, okay. We're actually building these. We're not buying them. That's our whole focus has been, it's community built, not store bought, because local high schools, charity groups, nonprofit groups in the area are actually building displays as well that will be judged, and we have prize money up for them, so we're putting a lot of money back in the community.
Will you be hiring some people to do that?
Yes, sir.
Yep. How many people do you feel you'll need?
We're doing it in a couple different ways. Number one, we're offering out to groups that are nonprofits that they can come and volunteer, and we'll give them a donation back. From there, what we don't get in volunteers, and we'll have to support with employees.
So at this point,
I'm looking for a lot of volunteers, but it helps the groups in the community, because we will be giving them a donation back for their time to help their cause.
Okay,
as well.
That's nice.
The whole thing's been focused around a community event that supports our community and gives back to the community. And then at the end, the Create One Dream Foundation, which is funneled through the Delaware Community Foundation, we're going to take all the additional proceeds to one there, which will be used for grants and scholarships for folks right here on the shore. So all the money is going to stay right here. Our business is here. We're going to keep everything here.
Well, you answered my questions now. That's where I was heading.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Berman? You're putting buildings up, building new buildings?
No, sir. No.
There's no, just the light's going to be it.
What we're using is the existing buildings that are on their property. We are building like fake walls and fronts that will just go up against there to make it look like a different building. In other words, right now it's just like a white construction or a white concession stand. Well, I want to make it look like a Dasher's Hotel or Prancer's Garage. So it's, you know what I mean? That's what we're doing to make it a fake front. So when people drive by, it looks like something different and it have lights on it and things like that.
So how many buildings are we putting up or like that?
Those stage props is about 14 that we're 14. Doing. Yep. And then we've got a community area, which the community will put theirs up. So it's a 2-mile tour through the facility.
So you take it all back down afterwards?
Yes, sir. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yep.
You have something for Rudolph?
I got Rudolph Diner.
He's my guy.
Every reindeer's captured, I can tell you that.
He's my guy.
Yeah. You can go by, you can come visit us and go by his diner.
There you go. Mr. Hudson?
Will this all be set up behind the admission gates there?
Excuse me?
Will this all be set up behind the admission gates?
Yeah, in other words, we're going to use all the roadways that are already there. We're going to use all of them, and the folks will stay on those the whole way through the property.
It won't be out front of the gates.
No, sir. I mean, they'll come in just like they do on a regular racing event.
So it'll be a drive-through, or
yes, sir. You'll drive your own vehicle.
Okay, so there won't be a parking issue or anything.
No.
Like that?
Now we'll have a Santa's Village at the end where folks can go for food vendors and entertainment, but we'll use the parking areas that they already have plus the drag strip to park people that want to stay for that. They don't have to, but they can drive out. So it's more of a festival event instead of just a drive-through light show. We're trying to put a whole package together for folks visiting.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's where we're also allowing these charity groups and schools to do additional fundraising in the Santa's Village area, which they'll be able to utilize that property.
I think it's not just for this year, but for years to come.
I have a 3-year lease right now, and then with a optional 5-year lease after that. Yes, sir.
I like your shirt.
Thank you.
That advertises as
yes, sir. Part of yep.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be a walking billboard, and I figured I was big enough I could take the billboard sense out of it. So.
Mr. Mills, any further questions?
When are you going to start when is this going to be open?
We'll open November 15th. It'll actually be 30 days from today.
30 days?
Exactly. We will be completing our first night in 30 days from today.
Yeah, 30 days from today.
If you grant me the variance.
and if no one comes forth prior to that, an objection and
right.
So forth. Okay, no other questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Good gosh. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, did you get a number of those folks who were? We should probably get a number of them.
Yeah, do you please put your hands up again? I appreciate it.
Everybody in here.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. I got everybody in here. 19. Okay, 20. Sorry, I missed the main one. Okay, chair here, no opposition. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,081 because I believe it will not as substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Would that be for a 5-year period?
For 5 years. Thank you.
Okay, you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,081 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated, and make sure the main man's there. The main man, you know who
he is. Oh, yeah.
And I, Mr. Calhoun, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,081 is approved at this time. Good luck, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you all very much.
Okay, that takes care of there. Let's go back now. We've got three.